Salt and light. Salt preserves food from corruption and makes it savory. And light shows us the way to walk a path with security and certainty. In the Sermon on the Mount, from which we just heard, the Lord Jesus says that his disciples must be both salt and light to the world, not because they are superhuman or even especially virtuous, but because in Christ and by Christ they have been made a new creation by grace through faith. And if our faith in Christ is authentic, then that grace must be shared with others. But we can be both salt and light to the world only if we are not worldly, only if we are already living the life of the new creation by constant conversion from sin and by fidelity to the gospel we believe and to the sacraments we receive. In baptism, we are born again by water and the Holy Spirit as the adopted children of God. In confirmation or chrismation, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit to make us witnesses to Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. In confession, we acknowledge our sins and receive absolution for the renewal of baptismal innocence. And in the Holy Eucharist, we receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus as the medicine of immortality and food for the journey. But in receiving that heavenly food, we are meant to become what we eat, just as we do in the order of nature. Take me, for example. You clearly know what I eat, since I look just like an extra large, deep dish, double pepperoni pizza. But how clearly do we look more like Christ from eating his flesh and drinking his blood? And even if we do become more like Christ by his grace, then how would we be both salt and light to the world? Holy Scripture tells us, "Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall be quickly healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." Isaiah continues, "Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday." Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord is teaching us that serving others is an essential part of being his disciples. And most of us learn to do that in the sacraments of service, holy matrimony, and holy orders. Those who are married or ordained are walking sacraments of service, and we are meant to learn by self-sacrificing love that our happiness is found not in acquiring things, but in giving away everything we have, including our very selves. This sanctifying gift of self, of course, is made possible only by the obedience of faith in which we surrender our minds, our wills, our bodies, our very selves to the service of Jesus Christ and of all others for Christ's sake. And that surrender, in turn, is made possible only when we accept the gospel in such a way that, as Paul put it to the Corinthians, our faith rests not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Please notice, though, that in his instruction to be salt and light, the Lord Jesus is acknowledging that we can fail in this task. The salt can go flat and lose its capacity to prevent corruption and add savor. The light can be hidden from sight and fail in its purpose to illuminate. This is what happens when we do not live as a new creation, when we do not seek an ever deeper conversion, and when we refuse to let go of our sins and be liberated by the truth of the gospel. And that is why we must rely entirely on God's gift of grace. It is the power of God alone that makes us both salt and light for the world, and the witness of such service is not meant for self-aggrandizement, but for the glory of God. That is why the Lord Jesus says, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." My friends, this is not works righteousness. This is living as salt and light to the world by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.